This is Taste of Country Nights with Evan Paul on demand. And in this episode, we're going to revisit a recent interview that we had with Lainey Wilson, since she's in the news lately, as she's going to be opening up for Chris Stapleton out on his tour. And she's got her own world tour, and she's the CMA Entertainer of the Year this year. So we wanted to throw it back to a recent interview we had in 2025 with Lainey Wilson on this episode.
Sup, dog?
What's up, brother?
How you doing?
I'm good. Where are you at?
I'm at my house. I was just outside with my daughter and my little kid and my wife just running around.
I love it.
They were so excited when I was telling them what I was getting ready to do. I was like,
Oh,
we're talking to Lainey Wilson. My daughter was like, what?
Stop.
Anyway, so okay, so over the years, every time we've talked, it seems like you're like so busy. You have so much stuff going on. I noticed like a couple months ago you had a break in your schedule. It was like a month maybe. What did you do, and what do you do to recenter yourself, and how did you reset?
Okay, you are right. You are correct. I will tell you this, Evan, this year I have had balance. I have had I've worked a lot, I've written a lot, I've done all the things that I've, signed up to do, but I also have just been living. I feel like it's just so important to live if I wanna continue writing music that people are gonna relate to and connect to. So for me, I don't even consider it busy, but I have been writing every single day. I mean, that writing for me has never been work. So I still consider that my time off.
When's the last time you took an actual no work vacation?
4th of July this year, I got to take my family and all three of my little nephews and my sister and her folks to the Bahamas, and we got to swim with the pigs and do all that stuff. It was fun. It was.
That's so cool.
I know. Well,
I've always had the sense that you're, even though you're successful, you try to remain sensible, frugal. But when is the last time you said just screw it and you overpaid for something you didn't need? Like you ordered a horse on Temu.
I've never done that, but. So we were actually, me and Duck were at a place called Moby Dickie's, which is our favorite restaurant ever. It's in Hendersonville. It's on the water. And it's actually where we had our first date. And we were sitting there. We were enjoying the evening. And I saw somebody drive up on a jet ski. And I was like, we're going to get a jet ski. I was like, today we're getting a jet ski. And by the time I finished the beer, he had already talked me out of it. So I'm like, I was trying to do something crazy, I was like, I was ready to get a turquoise jet ski. He was like, you're not going to be here to ride it. Anyway, long story short, I thought about it, but it didn't happen.
Okay. Now, are you an Aldi shopper or a coupon cutter?
I'm not a coupon cutter. I feel like that takes a very organized kind of person. But I do like a deal. I do like a deal.
Do you and Duck ever get a chance to just go grocery shopping like a regular person?
I will say I haven't been grocery shopping in quite a while. He does a lot of the grocery shopping, and he loves to cook, and thank goodness, because if it was up to me, we'd probably starve.
Okay. Does Duck have any expensive hobbies that you quietly put up with?
What does he like? You know what? I will tell you this about Duck too. He's pretty frugal, except when it comes to good hunting stuff, getting ready for duck season and having all the appropriate gear and whatever. That's his thing he likes to splurge on. But
Okay.
I'm not gonna tell him what to do, because he's not gonna tell me what kind of guitar I can buy,
Tell me about the new songs that are on this deluxe release.
I am so proud of them, I will say, and I say that about everything I ever put out, but I do feel like we constantly one up ourselves. And I wrote the songs on Whirlwind like during a time of my life that was a little crazy. It was just constantly changing, and I feel like these songs were written kind of like on the tail end of the Whirlwind. It was like right after we had put the record out, and I was really starting to kind of figure out how to navigate this and the craziness, and I felt like all my dreams were coming true, but it don't mean that it wasn't hard, And so, yeah, I feel like, I mean, these are definitely some of the best songs that I have written and recorded, and I feel like I would be happy singing these songs the rest of forever if that's, if that's what happens.
Is there something past that you're writing for?
Always, always. I mean, I'm already working on the next record, and hopefully, that's right around the corner. But I feel like I have to think way ahead, because I mean, we're already talking about, what does 2027 look like? What do the shows look like then? And we have to have it kind of mapped out. We have to have an idea, because everything just moves so quick, and time is just like poof, gone. You gotta make sure that you're taking the time to write the songs and taking the time to be in the studio, and but also taking the time to live so you can write the songs.
Dude, I remember when you first started coming in, there were established artists that were, when I was asking the question of who's next, people were all kept going, Lainey Wilson, Lainey Wilson, Lainey. Okay, so now here we are. Like, I got some more gray. We're getting older. Who are you, when I can flash back to them, who are you blessing right now? Like, who is it? Like, who do you like coming up?
Ella Langley and Zach Topp. They're my people, they're my friends, but I think they are some of the most talented people in the business. And like I'm proud that they're a part of country music. I don't know. I feel like they represent a lot of really great things about this genre, and I'm just proud of them. The people they are, but also I'm a fan,
And I mean, that's saying a lot for them. Yeah, that's you have three Entertainer of the Year awards. So someone like you saying that you're a fan is big. Can you share something about yourself as an artist that you're still trying to get better at every day? Like, how can you level up after winning three Entertainer of the Year?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that I'm like, okay, how can I continue leveling up? And I think for me, it is learning how to take risk while keeping it like true to myself. I at the end of the day, I just want to keep it about the story. I want to keep it about the storytelling, why I fell in love with country music to begin with. And so keeping the stories fresh is trying to figure out how to write the same idea a million times over. Everything has been written. And so just trying to learn how to say things in a different way that, make people feel something. That's we all want to feel something.
Yeah. Now, do you think or do you know is the next single going to be off the deluxe or is there going to be something new off the new?
I think we're gonna just play that by ear, but hopefully it is something off of this deluxe. I think we're probably just gonna see like what raises its hand, and then go from there. But like I said, I'm so proud of these songs right here that I do feel like it'd be a moment missed if we didn't.
Give me the most touching meet and greet story that you have as of late. I know you get them probably all, I know you get them all the time, but
Man, the most touching meet and greet. A little girl had cancer and came through the meet and greet line, and she was wearing her little pink outfit and her bell bottoms and her hat, and we just had a sweet little moment. And then I ended up bringing her out on stage and crowning her Cowgirl of the Night. And then a few weeks later, my buddy Drew Baldridge texted me and said, "I'm not sure, if you saw, but the little girl that we both brought the little girl up on stage in the same day, because we were playing the same festival," he said, "she beat cancer." And so it was just like a few weeks had went by, and we had a little moment of silence on stage for her, and just a moment for everybody to kind of lift her up. And I believe in the power of prayer. I believe that the Lord's got some big plans for that little girl. So moments like that, I'm like, oh, that's what it's about.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right. A couple more here. What do date nights with you and Duck look like other than that one restaurant you were telling me about? If y'all get to square away for a minute.
Normally, it is us at the house, and we'll take a little ride on the side by side and go check all the deer cameras. And then he'll cook, and I'll sit there, and we might have a little drink together. And then we spend the evening on the porch listening to music, and that's our favorite kind of evening.
Dude, y'all are living it up. All right. Give me some. I need some wedding details. Last time you told me you weren't going to be into jazz music. Is there any other details like your dress, your hair, your earrings? Like, hook me up. Brother gonna hit his bonus on this one.
Yeah, well, you ain't gonna believe this, but we still have not planned it, bless his heart.
Nothing?
It's like we just need to like carve out the time. It just seems like everything else is getting planned. Like, of course, we sit around and we talk about like what would we want, you know, and just trying to figure out, is it big, is it small, is cousin so and so not?
Right.
I do think that, like I said, I think we want to have some kind of jazz music of some sort. Who knows? I mean, probably riding in on some horses or riding out on some horses.
Is the dress going to be like a bell bottom dress? Obviously, I guess.
I'd be lying to you if I told you. Honestly, I think it's from what I have heard from other brides is it's like you can plan all you want, just like we were talking about, but like once you try the dress on, you'll know
Yeah.
which one is which. So I could go into it saying, yeah, I want it to kind of resemble bell bottoms, but who knows? I might come out there looking like Cinderella.
Let's go. And finally, your acting. What do you got anything else other than the movie that you're in?
I'm honestly getting pitched things right and left, which is cool. And opportunities where I am musician, where opportunities where I'm not, opportunities just to write for shows. It's kind of all like endless at this point. But you know how it is, like the beginning stages of things. It's like things have to play out a little bit more for you to figure out what's actually happening and what's not. But I'm entertaining a lot of things.
Dude, if they, you should be Kelly Kapowski and you should do a Saved by the Bell reboot. Yeah, I'll be in there as Mr. Belding. Just sign
They've got
me.
a bell bottoms.
Yeah, hey, I think we're on to something. But for real, we love that you're putting out the deluxe, and we love that you always take time. We appreciate you.
I
And just
appreciate
thank you so much for the good tunes.
you. Woohoo! Tell your family I said hello.
I will. I'm about to go tell them.
Go
Don't
tell
think I won't. All right, now
them.
take
Bye.
it easy. All right, bye.
All right, let's bring in Billy Dukes. It was good to revisit this interview. As I mentioned earlier, Lainey Wilson has just been blowing up as of late, you know, so we had to get back into the weeds and talk about her. What did you want to say, Billy?
Well, she won another CMA Entertainer of the Year after we talked to her for this interview. That gives her two CMA Entertainer of the Years, and she joins Barbara Mandrell and Taylor Swift as the only women in country music to have two CMAs for Entertainer of the Year. That's good
Oh,
company.
wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. I think that she's nowhere near done as far as Entertainer of the Year goes. Like, I think she's still climbing. So I feel like, you know, she's going to win more.
I'm looking at Lainey's schedule for 2026. Her touring schedule is kind of interesting, and I kind of wonder if this is like a new trend for certain artists. Like Jelly Roll sort of did this last year, where he hitched up the Post Malone's tour for the entire year. Kind of takes a little bit of the heat and hard work off him because he's not the headliner. Maybe he doesn't have to do as much and sort of behind the scenes. Lainey's doing a lot similar this year because she's going to be playing some stadium shows with Chris Stapleton. She doesn't really have an official Lainey Wilson tour this year.
Yeah, I mean, isn't she going overseas a little bit?
That's right. Yeah, she all of February, she's going to be in Australia, New Zealand. So she's playing back over there. And then she comes home in March, and she's got some pretty good festival shows, Rodeo Houston being one of them. She's playing Country Thunder. I feel like she's on one of those stage. Is she on this? Yeah, she's at the Stagecoach in late April. So she's playing some big, big festivals, and then that Stapleton tour, which is stadiums. It's coming to Nashville's Nissan Stadium in May.
Yeah, and I remember she's probably planned even farther. I remember talking to her in like 2023, and she was telling me that they're already planning 2025. So I feel like to book Lainey Wilson now, I think you're at 2028. Like, I don't even think you can book Lainey Wilson. Definitely not this year, maybe 2027. It's just crazy how fast and how long she's been able to hold this place.
I'll tell you why that's smart on her to book dates that far in advance. Because, like, we just talked about how we think that she has more CMA entertainers of the year to come. There's an equal shot that she doesn't, right? I mean, those are tough to win. She could be at her career peak right now, which isn't to say that she's slowing down or bad music's coming. It's just it would be pretty unprecedented to kind of carry at this level of popularity and fame for another 2 to 5 years. So right now, her live fee, like her booking fee, is probably at its max. Book as many shows as you can at that. That way, you're kind of making as much. It's a good business move. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I do remember talking to her in that same interview a while back, and she did say that it can not benefit her at some points because a lot of the shows were booked before she was Entertainer of the Year. So well, she said true. That, you know, she can't raise the price because the shows were already booked. So she was playing the year after she won her first Entertainer of the Year. I think she was playing still at pre-Entertainer of the Year prices.
Yeah, that's the rub there. So maybe you're kind of trying to recoup as an artist. I remember Florida Georgia Line broke out with Cruise, but they still had to fulfill all these small, like they played the North Carolina State Fair for something like $10,000 when Cruise was like, you know, the song on the radio, and they're booking for like exponentially more than that for new shows.
That's crazy. Yeah. The only thing I've heard as crazy as that is one time when Taylor Swift played at an Outback Steakhouse in Portland, Oregon. And that was before she made it, but she had already kind of made it. Yeah. So they have to like show up at shows where, you know, they were pre-booked before they really made it. Yeah. That can get a little awkward. Like imagine now Taylor Swift at an Outback Steakhouse performing.
That would be, you know, with Lainey, I'm curious to watch how she sort of reinvents herself. Not reinvent is a strong word, but I think with every album, an artist needs to adjust slightly. And sometimes it's really obvious, like Megan Maroney is kind of having a new color theme for each album, so that's sort of that her variation. At some point, do you think Lainey Wilson ditches the bell bottoms?
That's what I was going to say first. Yeah, I think you have to. You know, a good example would be the country artist Cam, who wore only yellow. And I was every year I was like, here goes another year where I think Cam's going to get tired of yellow, and she finally did. But I don't know, because that goes along with Ella Langley and her bangs. Like, she's got to get tired of her bangs at some point. You would think Lainey Wilson would get tired of the bell bottoms. But I just don't know. She's got hundreds of pairs of them.
I think she probably maybe pivots to like blue jeans next, or something like that. Blue jeans and a t-shirt might be kind of a good look. You know, some stylish tees. Here's one for you, and this would be kind of wild. How about like short hair? Like she gets like a really short kind of, not punky do, but something a little spiky, like for a rebrand. That would be
you're
extreme.
Nuts. No way. Yeah, you're nuts. Here's two middle-aged guys trying to dress Lainey Wilson and fashion style her. Here we are.
Well, now she gets married, though, and has kids. You know what women get that mom do? Maybe that's what she ends up doing. She's like, screw these braids. The kid's yanking on them all day.
I mean, but I'm envisioning you're talking about a bob, but then you talked about having, like, spiky hair, and then I'm envisioning the one chef that passed away recently from the Food Network.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. An Ann Burrell haircut.
Not a chance.
No, it's probably
not a chance. That would be like when Britney Spears shaved her head. No way.
Does Lainey Wilson get married in 2026?
I think so. And I think she's got us all fooled. I think it's, for the most part, the date is picked and she knows what she's doing and where it's going to be. I think she's playing along with the, I think a good sleuth would be able to get in on her tour schedule.
I'm right
and
there.
Stuff like that and try to figure out a window.
I'm looking at it right now here to your point.
Go to the summer wedding season.
She's booked fairly solid to mid-August. And now she does have a couple of 2 to 3 week long breaks in the spring.
That's enough.
It is enough, but I feel like you almost need a month. So she could do it in the spring. Other than that, it has to be in the fall, but she might just be holding on for a fall tour, her own fall tour to coincide with an album as well.
Yeah. I think it would have to be in those 2 to 3 week long windows. I think taking a month off would be something that maybe Luke Bryan could do, but you know, not right now for Lainey Wilson. You know, 3 weeks is a lot of time for your entertainer of the year. You know, I think she could get it done. Plus, it's probably going to be, you know, it might even be in the winter. It's probably going to be a flyaway wedding at one of those places you see on Instagram where you sleep over the water, you know, and be a bunch of rich people out there. Probably going to be like the Prince of Dubai and stuff that people we don't even.
Not Lainey Will. I think she's getting married at home on the family property.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Then there's got to be a huge bill for that. Like, there's going to be tents and stuff. She's at the point I feel like there's going to be, like, helicopters flying over trying to get a visual.
Getting there would be a challenge, but maybe it's just kind of a smaller-sized wedding.
It'd
be the most celebrities Basque in Louisiana has ever seen, that's for sure.
Yeah, I feel like when you're Lainey Wilson, you either have to do nobody or 800 people.
What's Lainey's current single?
It is Somewhere Over Laredo, just got to the top, I believe.
Yeah, that did just hit number one or came near. She hasn't released anything since?
If she has, I don't know about it, or I know about it and I'm forgetting about it, or...
Yeah,
I'm saying her name wrong or something's wrong.
Somewhere Over Laredo was her third single from Whirlwind. So, okay.
Probably one more.
I feel like we got to get another, another song from that or, see, this song went number one in November. I don't know. We might have a new album coming. That might be her next move is a new album with another single.
Interesting. I feel like either way, it doesn't matter what her next move is. Everybody's got all eyes on Lainey Wilson. That's for sure.
Yeah. Agreed.
All right. Wait. Well, with that, I'm going to wrap it up. Thank you for checking out Taste of Country Nights on Demand. Now, as the year continues to roll out and the tours and the new country music comes out, we're going to start having more interviews pop by. We've got Joe D. Messina booked and coming in. We got Stephen Wilson Jr. on the way for you. And also Jay DeMarcus from Rascal Flatts and his son, who is an amazing singer. Sounds just like him. They're both going to pop in here as well. So thanks for marking us up here and subscribing. Taste of Country Nights on Demand.